You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is another chapter that's very powerful on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But this is a chapter that the Mormons will really twist. You know, they love to twist this and make it say something that it doesn't. And one of the verses that they like to bring up is verse 29 of 1 Corinthians 15. Because I'm showing you tonight how to not interpret the Bible, okay? In 1 Corinthians 15, 29, it says, "Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not at all, why are they then baptized for the dead?" Now let me ask you this. You know, the Bible's got over 31,000 verses in it. 1,189 chapters. Is there any place in the Bible that tells us to get baptized for dead people? Is there any command like that? Is there any story where Peter shows up and says, "Hey, let's get baptized for your dead relatives. Cornelius, what about your relatives that already died? Let's get baptized." There's nothing like that in the Bible. Yet the Mormons will say that they're, because they get baptized for dead people. They just all day, every day, they're just getting baptized. They just have lists of names of genealogies, and they're just baptizing for that person. It'd be like if I just brought Brother Segura down here every day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and I just got a list of all of Chris Segura's ancestors, all my ancestors, all your ancestors, and we're just like, and I'm just pretending that he's my great-grandfather Gustav. And I'm just like, "All right, Chris, put on a baptism garment." And I'm just like, "All right, Gustav Anderson, I baptize you." And I'm just like, "All right, Adolf Anderson, Anders Anderson, you know." And I'm just going through all of these ancestors, dunking him. That's what the Mormons are basically doing.
Yeah.
Okay. And why? Where are they getting this? Well, I mean, they've got 1 Corinthians 15:29. "Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not at all, why are they then baptized for the dead?" Well, there you go, folks. Now, here's what's wrong with this method of interpreting the Bible. Is this verse telling us that God's people do this?
No.
Is this verse saying that the apostles do it?
No.
That Christians do it? Is he saying that we should do it? Is he telling us to do it? Is he saying that he does it? No. What he's talking about in this chapter are false teachers who are denying the resurrection. And he's pointing out an inconsistency in their own doctrine. He's saying, if these people don't believe in the resurrection, then why are they baptizing for the dead? If the dead rise not at all, then why are they baptized for the dead? Do you see what I'm saying? He's just pointing out that their own religion contradicts itself. It'd be like if I said, "Well, if the Mormons believe that Jesus was married, why don't they preach it? If that's what they believe, then why don't they preach that?" "Oh, well, Pastor Anderson thinks that they should preach that." No, I'm just pointing out the fact that they're not even consistent with themselves. So you never want to base a doctrine on a question. Base a doctrine on a statement. This is not even a statement. This is a question saying, "Well, why do these people do this? It doesn't even make sense what they're doing. Oh, well, let's go do that." You see how that's a wrong way of interpreting the Bible?